Forgiveness is restoration of right relationship. Let us turn to a book of Ephesians, chapter 4, verses 31 to 32. Ephesians, chapter 4, verses 31 to 32. Get rid of all bitterness, rage and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. There are a lot of stories in a picture called The Last Supper drawn by Leonardo da Vinci. Da Vinci was brainstorming about the picture that he was going to draw, and he thought about how he should paint Judas Iscariot. He then drew a picture of a person that he detested and hated the most. He drew a picture of Judas Iscariot that way. After that, he was going to draw a picture of the face of Jesus. He tried so hard but he could not draw it. He thought about why he is not able to draw it. He went to a friend that he drew a picture of as a person he detested and hated the most and asked for forgiveness. "Actually, I drew your face as the face of Judas Iscariot. I tried to draw a rest of picture but I could not draw it somehow. So I was having a difficult time. I came to see you to ask you for forgiveness. Please forgive me." After that, he drew a picture of the Last Supper which became so famous. That is right. If we detest, hate someone and if we have a lot of scars in our hearts, then we are not able to come up with creative ideas, wisdom or inspiration. Forgiveness seems that we are doing something beneficial to others. But in fact, it is for us to enjoy freedom from pain first of all. Among you, is there anyone that could not forgive someone so far, and live with the bruised scars in your heart? Forgiveness is a must not just for other person, but for you as well. But forgiveness is not that easily done as said. It is hard to love someone that we cannot possibly love, but it is really hard to forgive someone that we cannot possibly forgive. But when we forgive, relationship with God gets restored, and everyone and myself, we all find happiness among the blessed relationships. Now we are having a time of Lent. To carry a cross on his back, the Lord went to Golgotha every single day. The cross got rid of the barrier of sin and restored all the broken relationships. As we have this time of Lent, let us look upon the cross and more than anything else, through forgiveness, let us restore the broken relationship with God. I also pray for grace and bless you all in the name of Jesus, that your broken relationships with people would also be restored. Firstly, forgiveness is about being healed from the scars from the past. Let us read verse 31 together. It says, "Get rid of all bitterness, rage and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice." Forgiveness is getting rid of all bitterness, rage and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice first of all. In other words, it is for us to enjoy freedom from these kinds of hearts. Our scars have been formed in the past. But the healing of these scars gets done in the present time. Forgiveness is forgetting about what has happened in the past, and going forward for the future. Healing of present time is done through forgiveness and love. Real forgiveness starts from our own selves. A person that is able to forgive our own self can forgive others also. A person that does not forgive rage and hatred within that person cannot forgive others. In our lives, there are times when we show our weaknesses and we make mistakes at times. When we try to be too hard on ourselves, or try to be perfect at all times, or when we are timid, we would easily fall into a trap of not being able to forgive our own selves. So, there are cases of committing suicides in some people, as they abuse themselves for the little mistakes that they have made. They tend to be in extreme grief for the minor mistakes that they have made. It is the most foolish thing. When you have made a mistake, when you have weaknesses, do not abuse yourselves. Self-abuse is not faith. Forgiveness and self-abuse are different. Not able to forgive our own selves and self-condemnation are not forgiveness but it is being tricked by Satan. In the Bible, Judas Iscariot was like that. After Satan caused him to sell Jesus, Satan also caused him to abuse himself. Satan did not give him a heart to forgive himself. Satan did not make Judas Iscariot to repent and get up again. Judas Iscariot, that could not put up with distress, ended up committing suicide at the end. He was tricked by Satan. Even though you have weaknesses and made mistakes, God wants you to repent and get up again, and He does not want you to abuse yourself. Self-abuse is not repentance, it is a heart that is unable to forgive yourself. Therefore, real forgiveness needs to start from our own selves. Also, forgiveness restores the relationships. Human beings are not the beings that live on their own. Human beings live together with someone else, in relationships. When you have broken relationships with your family members, with neighbors, with work colleagues, how many scars and how much pain do you experience? It is extremely hard thing to forgive someone that has scarred you. Someone that has ignored your character completely, someone that has caused you a lot of loss, someone that has scarred you a lot and someone that has caused you a lot of pain, forgiving such person is really not easy. But forgiving others is really for us to enjoy freedom from the suppression of the past. When we forgive others, we consider it as we are doing something really merciful for them. But, when we forgive, we need to know that first of all, we get to benefit from it, as we get freed from the pain that we had been tied to. We get to go forward with freedom. Secondly, forgiveness is not in one-way thing. Let us read verse 32 together. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. The Bible advises us to be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave us. Forgiveness can be done alone, but the Bible advises us to do it for each other. Forgive each other. In the Lord's Prayer as well, we confess and pray like this. Forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. We get to experience healing of our scars through forgiving each other. Where people are, where people live, there are scars. A fact that there are scars, this means that we are not alone. Especially, a thing that comes out from relationships is scar. Healing of scars comes from forgiving each other. When we are unable to forgive someone, when we are unable to forgive the scars we got, poison, like bitter water, continues to come out from inside us and this makes our lives to be ill. When the heart is full of anger and rage, we cannot be in peace. When we have a heart that hates others and that talk about the weakness of others, we cannot be happy. When we have evil heart in us, how could we be able to sleep in a healthy way? Insomnia would follow, and the appetite would be lost at the dining table. Therefore, it is getting rid of these hearts. Part that says, get rid of, means forgive. Forgiveness becomes power to heal the hearts, souls, spirits as well as body. When we forgive someone, it seems that we are doing something great, we seems to be doing something merciful and generous for them, but in fact, we need to know that this is for us, to be out of pain and to enjoy freedom. When we forgive, two kinds of relationships get restored. First of all, relationships with other people get restored. Revenge brings revenge again. When we cannot forgive someone, this world would be very unlucky. It is losing all the good chances of getting healed as well as the possibility of enjoying freedom from pain. But forgiveness restores all the relationships. Have a look at forgiveness of Joseph. His brothers got jealous of him so they put him in a pit in a desert. They even sold him to Egypt. But, God was with this Joseph all the time. Through the wisdom of a Joseph, he explained the meaning of the dream that Pharaoh had and he became the leader of Egypt. There was a time of drought, and when Joseph's brothers went to Egypt to buy some grain, they met Joseph. When Joseph's brothers that tried to kill Joseph were in great fear of death, Joseph told them this. You brothers did not send me here, but God sent me here earlier in preparation for times such as this. Joseph hugged his brothers and wept. Joseph did not do any kind of revenge on his brothers. He took it as a will of God. He forgave people that tried to kill him and did not revenge. God blessed this Joseph. He engraved and remembered grace on the stone, and he forgot about his enemies like he would engrave things on the surface of water. He did not remember about the things that his enemies did on him. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, it is grace to forget about the bitter memories of the past as fast as possible. People that caused you to lose, people that caused you scars in you, people that made your life a lot difficult in the past, if you have these kinds of people in your mind, then right now, in this place, forgive them. Let them be free. Yourself will be free. Enjoy freedom and you will experience healing. When you have rage in you, and when you do not let it go by forgiving it, your spirit would get so ruined. In little things, you would get very cranky, you would detest others, and your character would change to be worse. Also, illnesses like insomnia, depression, a persecution complex would increase and the relationships with others would get broken. Forgiveness is a way for us to live. Forgiveness is the only thing that would heal all the broken relationships with your spouse, family, work colleagues and neighbors alike. It also allows the relationship with God to be restored. In Matthew, chapter 5, verses 23-24, it talked about the attitude in giving offering to God. Therefore, if you are offering your gift at the altar, and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there in front of the altar. First go and be reconciled to your brother, then come and offer your gift. If you come to worship God with a heart that is unable to forgive others, would God be receiving your service? When you are full of anger, when you pray, would that prayer be heard by God? We can learn that forgiveness is all about restoration of relationship with God. It is because if things are twisted on land, then it would be twisted in heaven, too. When we do not forgive others, then, we are not able to restore the relationship with God. Therefore, it has been said, firstly go and be reconciled to that person who has something against you, then come and offer your gift. Then he would restore the relationship with God. Forgiveness of the Lord is the endless forgiveness. Let us read verse 32. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. Forgiveness of the Lord in this word of God is forgiveness that he forgave us. It is forgiveness that he has shown us first of all by dying on the cross for our sins. It is something that we are unable to pay back for. The Lord is the model of forgiveness. Have a look of the parable that Jesus talked about. In Matthew, chapter 18, there was a debtor with a 100,000 talents in debt. It was impossible that this debtor would be able to pay this debt in full. There was no way that he would be able to pay all this. When the owner of the money demanded him to pay this in full, the servant wept and asked for forgiveness. Please forgive me this time. I will pay it for the rest of my life. The owner felt so pitiful about his servant, so he wiped all the debt that he was going to get from him. He told him that he does not need to pay it at all. The servant was so glad, and on his way back, he met a person that he lent 100 talents to. That amount was tiny compared to the debt that he had initially. This servant grabbed this person that he lent money to and demanded money from him. A person that has 100 talents in debt pleaded him to wait for a few days more. But the servant ignored him and did not forgive him. The other servant saw him doing it and let the owner know about this. The owner felt so angry about what this servant did to the other person and said, I have forgiven you and wiped all the debt that you would not be able to pay for your life even, but how could you not forgive this person with a little bit of debt? You go and sell all your belongings and pay back to me. And the owner took all his family members as his servants. A person that does not know forgiveness has no right to be forgiven. Who is a person that has 100,000 talents in debt? It is what you and I are like. We are sinners that had to be put to death, and could not be forgiven possibly. But the Lord died for us instead and forgave all our sins. We are the people that did not have to pay 100,000 talents, because our Lord wiped it all out for us. We could not pay it all, possibly even for our lifetime. But are we not living our lives like the servant that did not forgive a person that had 100 talents in debt? Forgiveness is looking upon the Lord. Faith is loving the things that we could not possibly love and forgiving the things that we could not possibly forgive. But the thing is that we are unable to do this on our own. If we try to forgive a person that has caused us loss and scars, then we get to remember all the bitter memories of rage, hatred and so on. If we try to forgive someone with our own strength, we get ill even. Forgiveness is all about looking upon the Lord. People that spat on the Lord, people that whipped the Lord with the whips, people that swore on the Lord, who were they? They were the people that the Lord fed when they were hungry, they were the people that Jesus healed when they got sick. They changed so much and they shouted aloud saying, "Crucify Jesus on the cross." The Lord did not condemn them, but in return, Jesus prayed for them, and prayed to God saying that please do not turn against them. This is forgiveness without any condition attached. Pastor Yang Wensun was like that. There was a musical that I saw, and this was about the life of Pastor Yang Wensun. When there was a protest in Yeouzhou in the past, he went to the enemy who killed his two sons, and let him be out of jail. He even took this enemy as his son. Even he says that he forgives this person, how could be able to have a meal with this enemy every single day, who killed his own sons? Would this have been possible? I would not have been able to possibly do it like that. I heard my moaning voice from within my heart. But Pastor Yang Wensun did it. It is something that could not possibly have been done without the heart of forgiveness from the Lord. We are unable to really forgive someone with our own will. The Lord needs to allow us. The Lord needs to give us strength to do this. My dear family in Christ, without forgiving others, we are unable to enjoy the freedom of forgiveness. Nevertheless, it is possible that there is someone that we are unable to forgive, possibly. Please know that our spirits are being damaged first of all and look upon the Lord. And pray like this, Lord, I cannot possibly forgive this person, but please Lord, give me a heart to forgive this person. Lord, I cannot possibly love this person. Please Lord, would you be able to give me a heart to love this person? Would you change my heart, so that I can love this person in this time of Lent, kneel down in front of the Lord and ask the Holy Spirit for help? The Lord will give you a heart to forgive and love that person. Through real forgiveness, experience the healing of your heart, soul, spirit and body as well. I pray and bless you all in the name of Jesus, that you will be able to experience the amazing grace of our Lord, and experience the healing as well as restoration of all the broken relationships. I pray in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.